Sport. Thanks to you, we start off with some rugby action from yesterday. Edinburgh will find out their semi-final opponents in the European Challenge Cup today, following a 34-28 victory at home to the Vodacom Bulls. They'll host the winners of the last eight tie between Bath and Gloucester. Welsh side Ospreys crashed out after going down 20-18 at home to Lyon. Irish Province Connacht suffered a narrow 43-40 defeat against Racing 92. And then in some football, two massive clashes in the Nedbank Cup. It is the semi-finals between Orlando Pirates and Magesi, which kicks off early at 1:30. And then the late fixture, the massive one, Mamelodi Sundowns playing host to Kaizer Chiefs at Loftus Versfeld. Now, Kaizer Chiefs haven't beaten Mamelodi Sundowns in 4 years across all competitions, so they'll be looking to take a massive win there. That one kicking off at 6 o'clock. And then Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta insists their remaining six Premier League fixtures really important, despite a 1-1 draw with Brentford, as good as ending their title hopes.
What we wanted to do was increase the probability of us really challenging for what we are looking for in the Premier League. And with that result, obviously, it's more unlikely to happen.
They're 10 points off the top and have played a game more than leaders Liverpool, who host West Ham today. Third place Nottingham Forest went down 1-0 at home to Everton after Manchester City climbed to fourth by thrashing Crystal Palace 5-2. Aston Villa occupy the final Champions League place following a 3-0 victory at already relegated Southampton. And then in some Formula One, Britain's George Russell will go from third on the grid in the Bahrain Grand Prix today. He qualified in second but has been demoted one place, along with Mercedes teammate Kimi Antonelli, for leaving their garages before a scheduled restart time had been confirmed. Now Oscar Piastri starts from pole in the McLaren. And then ending off with golf's Masters, Rory McIlroy charged to the lead with a historic start to third round, then finished strong on Augusta National's back nine to stand two clear atop the leaderboard heading into the final round. Now, McIlroy had two eagles and four birdies in a 6-under par 66, and with a 12-under total of 204, was two strokes clear of Bryson DeChambeau. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crouch.